did you have any contacts in the eastern part of the country while the troubles were going on there at the beginning?
We heard that there were a massacre in Benghazi and that they were searching for blacks because they had that blacks were killing Libyans and that Gaddafi went to hire black mercenaries from Kenya, from Chad, from Mali to come and kill their brothers. You know, before this issue, Libyans love each other. Libyans do not kill Libyans. I stayed close in my home almost 3 weeks.
There were reports here in February that there was even uprisings in Tripoli. Did you see this?
I saw nothing. As a rally to support the rebels, nothing. And yes, there were some manifestations in Tripoli, but with green flag all over.
So the NATO bombing of Tripoli began on March 19th.
Yes.
And the claim by NATO was that there was no civilian casualties or damage. What did you see?
They used 19 March to 22nd March to destroy the whole arsenal of Gaddafi regime. They launched a heavy missile, and those missiles killed civilians. They strike on buildings close to the military barracks, kill civilians. They even destroy a hospital in Juma.
It was reported in the Pakistan Observer on February 25th that U.S., U.K., and French troops had landed in Benghazi on February 23rd and 24th. Did you hear any confirmation of that, that there were foreign troops in Benghazi?
Yes, foreign troops, not wearing the military clothes. Foreign troops were already on the ground before even the event. What happened in Benghazi, in the city of Beida? It was a pro-Gaddafi manifestation, and there are some snipers who start shooting at people. People I saw in the street, they are not Libyans. They speak French, English. Those people that I saw in the street in Tripoli, most of them are foreigners.
They were reporting 2 weeks ago that the invaders had control of 80-90% of Tripoli. Was that true?
Yes, but dubious, because they raised the flag everywhere in the city. But people are scared, not because of the rebels, but because of NATO.
The bombing.
Bombing. Even the members of the NTC know that Tripoli is not welcoming them. And they don't have control of Tripoli. People who are raising the flag in Tripoli are double standard.
You've seen the narrative on Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, CNN, with the facts that you know personally. What would you say?
They have been lying on people until now. The battle of Tripoli is not ended. It's just the beginning. Think, before preparing for peace, you have to win the war. And they haven't won the war. And now they are preparing the next stage of Libya. Why Gaddafi is still controlling 55% of the territory? I said to the American people, as an African, if they are really in support of democracy, they should stop what NATO and allies are doing here, because they are not here to support the value of democracy as it is presented to the world. They are fighting for the oil companies. They are fighting for the financial institution. They are not fighting for the sake of Africans or Libyans.